Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the 36th chapter of the book of 2 Chronicles, we read an edict from the king of Persia. It says, "Thus says King Cyrus of Persia, the Lord, the God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Whoever is among you of all his people, may the Lord his God be with him. Let him go up." Now, you never really know whom God will work through on your behalf. Or perhaps God can work through anyone, therefore we should not be surprised when, how, and through whom our deliverance arrives. The list of Hebrew adversaries was terribly long. The Egyptians, the Philistines, all the kingdoms in and around the region of Canaan, the Assyrians, and the Babylonians had all taken up arms against the Hebrew people at one time or another. And Babylon's conquest had led to a spirit-crushing exile for the Jews of Judea. There was no reason to assume that life under Cyrus would be any better. When the Persians conquered the Babylonians, the Jews exiled in Babylon must have assumed that the Persians would be another occupying and oppressive force with whom they would have to contend. But Cyrus, to everyone's surprise, and to the Jews' great joy, released the captive Hebrews so that they could return to Judah and rebuild their city and their country. It was as if Cyrus was an instrument of God, making good on the promises of the prophet Jeremiah that the Hebrew people would one day return to their land. It's nothing short of a miracle that a Persian king served as a divine and delivering agent for the Jewish people. But that's how God works. Our deliverance arrives through the most unexpected of people and from the least expected of places. Divine agents can be anyone. Even us. Let's pray. Lord, there are times when we fear that our deliverance will never come. Or we look at our situation, we consider the challenges before us, and we just can't imagine a way out. We cannot imagine who could come to our aid and bring us through the difficulties we face. Yet Scripture attests that the fact that you are working in and through all people. You can bring salvation and deliverance from any corner of the world. We long, oh my Lord, we long, dear God, to believe that. Help us to look for it too. In Jesus' name, amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you and have a wonderful day.